World Ocean Radio.
Radio ya Bahari Dunia.
Radio de l'océan.
La radio océano del mundo.
Champion de l'océan.
Sayansi Bahari.
Solutions to today's ocean issues.
Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. So often the ocean problems we address are matters of scale. As the world population has grown, as the demand for food has increased, and as science and technology have evolved new and more efficient ways to harvest, our natural ocean systems have been exploited at ever-increasing scale through industrial agriculture, resource extraction, and fishing. No place is protected from the relentless, independent, and unregulated consumption of such resources where we can know that soon there will be no more. The statistics for fishing have often been cited here. The pursuit of individual species almost to extinction, the collapse of vast stocks, the mechanized efficiency of boats and gear that can sweep an ocean floor and water column of all marine life. The taking is so simple, direct, and complete, if only the solutions were as simple, as direct, and as complete. Dr. Daniel Pauly heads the Sea Around Us project, based at the Fisheries Center at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, Canada. Dr. Pauly has been a leader in conceptualizing and co-developing software that's used by ocean experts throughout the world. At the Sea Around Us and in his other work, he has developed new ways to view complex ocean data, work that includes the ecosystem modeling software suite, an online encyclopedia of fishes, and increasingly the quantitative results of the Sea Around Us project. Dr. Pauly has not been the only serious scientific voice sounding the alarm about the future of fishing as a global source of protein, but he has been one of the most effective. I heard him present recently and suggest what might be a very simple management plan that would solve the problem through an economically compelling adjustment of scale. The statistical distinction drawn was between large and small-scale fishing as follows. 1. Governments subsidize large-scale fishing at $25 to $30 billion, while small-scale subsidies are $5 to $7 billion. 2. Large-scale represents about 500,000 jobs. Small-scale, 12 million jobs. 3. Large-scale fuel used per ton of fish for human consumption is 20 tons, small-scale 5 tons. 4. Large-scale annual catch for industrial reduction to fish meal and oil is 25 million tons, small-scale almost none. 5. Annual large-scale catch discarded at sea, 25 million tons, small-scale 500,000 pounds. And 6. Annual large-scale landing for human consumption, 40 million tons. Small-scale, 30 million tons. What these statistics show is that small-scale fishing harvests an amount equal to 3/4 of the large-scale catch, employs more than 10 times the fishers, consumes about 25% of the fuel, and throws back less than 3% as discarded waste. Only in the use of a majority of its catch for industrial use does the large-scale fishery make any sense. But it makes no sense at all if that use depletes the existing supply. Studies have indicated the remarkable power of marine species to renew if they are left alone for relatively short periods of time. Other factors pertain here, of course, the impact of chemical pollution or ocean acidification on the overall health of the marine food chain. But the suggestion remains that if we were to declare a moratorium on industrial-scale fisheries for a term of 5 years, say, we would maintain most of today's fishing-related employment, produce most of the catch that today reaches market for human consumption, reduce fuel costs dramatically, reduce subsidies even more dramatically, and otherwise invest in the future of the industry through its return to health, diversity, and sustainable future supply. Who loses? The fish meal interests lose, but can adapt through aquaculture, a faster-growing, more practical source of supply. The fertilizer interests lose, but they can pursue alternative organic supply. The industrial fishing corporations lose, but only for the short term, with the prospect of more consistent return once the stocks recover and stabilize in the future. But who wins? We all do. By limiting scale, we increase the efficiency and value of the global fishing enterprise, a reverse investment that generates greater return through savings, pricing, removal of public subsidy, continuity of work for a large majority of fishers, guaranteed supply over time, and the health of the communities where both fishers and consumers live. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is produced by the World Ocean Observatory in association with WERU-FM, Blue Hill, Maine. World Ocean Radio is distributed by the Public Radio Exchange and the Pacifica Network. Find our podcast on iTunes and at worldoceanobservatory.org.